Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 4, 1805. 1,609 miles traveled. Routine chores again today. The Indians set fire to the plains in order to start an early growth of grass as an inducement for the buffalo to return and feed. Today, Clark deviates from his usual greeting.
A cloudy morning. Wind from the northwest. The after part of the day clear. Visited by the black cat and Big White, who brought a small present of meat. An engagé of the Northwest Company came for a horse and requested in the name of the woman of the principal of his department some silk of three colors, which we furnished. The Assiniboine, who visited the Mandan a few days ago, returned and attempted to take a horse of the Minotauri's and were fired on by them. Captain William Clark, March 4, 1805.
The principal of the department may have been Charles Chaboyer, in charge of the Northwest Company's operation on the Assiniboine River. The expedition did have silk among their supplies, listed on the manifest as Indian presents. 12 red silk handkerchiefs and 24 hanks of sewing silk. It is difficult to determine from the journals the distance Fort Mandan was from the mouth of the Missouri, or rather, how far the expedition had traveled by the time they reached the Mandan villages. In 1972, a reconstructed Fort Mandan was built, and using a GPS instrument, one can determine its distance from the mouth of the Missouri. Nobody pretends that this reconstruction is on the actual site of the original Fort Mandan, according to Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Lewis did write to his mother, heading the letter, Fort Mandan, 1,609 miles above the entrance of the Missouri. With all of Lewis's expertise in calculating distances, we must assume this is correct. Monday, gifts to Charbonneau.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.